This morning I was thinking about the synonyms for this practice of awakening, and you find it in literature, and different teachers talk about it in different ways. So we've been using the mind, knowing the mind is the path, the result of the mind, knowing the mind is the cessation of suffering. We have the past is a memory, future unknown, now is the knowing. Still flowing water, listen. Thai, you have Puru, Pudern, Pubukban, Putto, poem from T.S. Eliot, which we looked up, and I had it wrong a bit, but men's curiosity searches past and future and clings to that dimension, but to apprehend the point of intersection of the timeless with time is an occupation for the saint. No occupation either, but something given and taken in a lifetime's death, in love, ardor, and selflessness, and self-surrender. The power of now. Awareness of the way things are, sati sampajanya, putto, puttang saranam gacchami, dhammang saranam gacchami. There's different ways we remember this. And now is the knowing. Words like non-becoming or giving up, favoring and opposing. That which knows aversion is non-aversion. That which knows doubt is non-doubt. So we're always pointing to the same thing, really. The awakened mind, Buddha knowing Dhamma, the point of intersection of the timeless with time, the power of now, now's the knowing. So when your mind drifts, and you start thinking about whatever you're thinking, and then so my voice or something interrupts that, notice that moment when the mind knows the mind. There's the cessation of self, past, future, power of now. Now is the knowing. That moment of awakening is the end of self-proliferation. Just that moment of no thought, is the cessation of suffering.